Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR, Boston.
Think about a time you worked hard to learn something new, like tying your shoes or reading all by yourself. Picking up and mastering a new skill takes a lot of practice. And as we're about to hear, it also can take you on an adventure. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Recently, we performed three new stories live with a trio from the Boston Symphony Orchestra at Tanglewood Music Center in Lenox, Massachusetts, in front of a very excited audience of children and grown-ups. And in fact, you'll hear that audience participating quite a bit in today's story, the second tale in our three-part series from Tanglewood. It's called Practice Makes Progress. Versions of this folktale originally come from a chain of islands in the West Indies known as the Antilles. Along with our BSO musicians, joining me on stage was a quartet of all-star actors: Lauren Ambrose, Jane Kaczmarek, Thomas Sadowski, and Campbell Scott. So circle around, everyone, and join us at Tanglewood for Practice Makes Progress. Not long ago, on a small rocky island in a clear blue sea, there was a young man named Sebastian. Sebastian and his mother lived near the craggy cliffs overlooking the shore. The two of them shared a cozy little cottage with a dog, a cat, and a brood of chickens in the yard. Sebastian's mother was a seamstress who spent her days sewing and repairing all sorts of clothing. One morning, she sent Sebastian to the marketplace to buy some fabric and thread. When he got there, he heard something that stopped him in his tracks. In the middle of the marketplace, a woman was playing the flute. Immediately, Sebastian was swept away by the sounds flowing from the slender silver instrument.
Do you hear those low notes? So soft and rich, like caramel drizzled on ice cream. And those middle notes, so light and airy, like the breeze blowing through the palm trees. But those high notes, wow! Have you ever heard anything so brilliant and bright? It's like gazing at the stars on a warm, cloudless night.
After listening to the woman play, Sebastian decided right then and there,
I must have a flute of my own.
After months of saving up his pocket money, Sebastian finally earned enough to buy his flute. When he brought it home from the music shop, he waited until after dinner, then ran up to his room and closed the door. His hands trembled with excitement as he lifted the flute to his lips and began to blow. But when he did, it didn't sound anything like drizzled caramel or blowing breezes or bright, brilliant stars. Suddenly, Sebastian's mother came bursting into his bedroom. Her eyes were scrunched up and her hands were clamped over her ears.
Sebastian! Sebastian, what is going on here?
I'm playing my new instrument, Mother. I finally saved up enough money to get my own flute.
I can see that, son. I can hear it, too.
Sebastian's mother put her hand on her son's shoulder.
Listen, son. I'll never forget what my mother said when I got my first needle and thread. She said, practice doesn't make perfect. practice makes progress. So, every single day, I practiced with that needle and thread. And all these years later, here I am, a professional seamstress.
The most talented one I know.
Thank you. But do you know how much concentration it takes to mend a shirt, sew a jacket, or shorten a dress? A top-notch seamstress requires peace and quiet. And with the racket you're making, I can't sew a stitch. You need some serious practice, son. But you'll have to practice someplace else.
Then she kissed Sebastian on the cheek and went back to her sewing room.
Mother's right, I do need practice. After all, practice makes progress. I know, I'll practice out in the yard. It's getting dark, all our neighbors are inside. There's no way I'll disturb anyone out there.
So Sebastian took his flute and went outside. But when he lifted the instrument to his lips and began to blow, the dog began howling. The cat started yowling. And the chickens set to crowing and clucking in their coop.
Whoa. Okay. So clearly the yard isn't gonna work. I've got it. I'll climb down the rocks to the beach. The moon is up already, so the fishermen and sunbathers will all be gone, and I'll have the entire shore to myself.
Sebastian scrambled down the rocks and picked a spot on the cool sand. As he turned his eyes toward the shimmering moonlit sea, he lifted his flute to his lips and began to blow.
Gosh, playing the flute is harder than I thought. That woman at the marketplace made it look so easy, but practice makes progress.
Now, little did Sebastian know, but down the shore from where he was practicing, hidden in the cliffs, was a deep, dark cave. Inside that deep, dark cave lived a giant and his wife. The giant's legs were thick as tree trunks, his arms long as climbing ropes. His stomach was big as a car. And to satisfy his ferocious appetite, the giant emerged from his den each night to snatch up and gobble down whatever or whomever he could find. And this evening, as he set out on his hunt across the beach, his mouth watered when he peered out into the distance and spotted Sebastian.
Well, would you look at that? A human. You don't often see one of those at this hour.
He squinted to get a better look.
Actually, this human's a bit on the scrawny side, isn't he? But my wife can fatten him up. She's a genius in the kitchen. Plus, I can catch some fish and crabs. They'll make for a nice side dish.
The giant began lumbering toward Sebastian. At first, the giant didn't see or hear the flute. But once he got closer, he scrunched up his eyes and clamped his hands over his ears.
Hey, what a racket that human is making. He'll scare off my seafood.
Sebastian was concentrating so hard, he didn't notice a gigantic creature with tree trunk legs barreling his way until...
Hey, you! You! You're freaking out the fish!
Sebastian put down his flute. Then he lifted his head and craned his neck up, up, up until he saw the giant's enormous face.
Hello there, sir. Beautiful night, isn't it?
Gorgeous. But enough small talk. Look, I'll be frank with you. What's your name?
Sebastian.
I'll be frank with you, Sebastian. I'm not a music guy. My wife, she adores it. Total music buff. but I never listened to the stuff. Still, I don't have to be Mozart van Beethoven to know that you need some serious practice.
Sebastian felt his cheeks burn.
I know. I only started practicing this flute today. That's why I came down here to the beach to practice.
Well, your practicing is making all the fish and crabs swim away. Fish and crabs that were supposed to be part of my dinner. You'll have to practice someplace else.
The giant's lips curled into a smile.
And I happen to know just the place.
What place do you think the giant is talking about? We'll find out what happens next after a quick break.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/CircleRound. That's Indeed.com/CircleRound. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome back to Circle Round, live with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Our story is called Practice Makes Progress. When we left off, an aspiring flute player named Sebastian was searching for a place to practice. His mother didn't want him to practice at home. His cat, dog, and chickens didn't want him to practice in the yard. So Sebastian climbed down to the beach, where he encountered an enormous giant who made a very interesting offer. And now, back to our live show at Tanglewood. Sebastian was nervous, but intrigued.
You know a place where I can practice?
You bet. See, I may not care much for music, but like I said, my wife, she loves it. All kinds, too. And I'll bet she'd love to hear you practice.
You think so?
Sure! If she can listen to that crazy Thelonious Coltrane stuff, she can listen to you. Hop aboard!
The giant crouched down and laid his hand on the ground. His palm was as big as a life raft. Sebastian climbed on, then held tight as the giant strode back to the deep, dark cave. Inside the hidden den, the giant's wife was stirring a bubbling cauldron and humming a tune.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, hello, dear. Oh, you brought dinner.
Sebastian's muscles tensed.
What? I thought you said you were bringing me here to practice my...
Hold your horses, kid. I'll get to that.
The giant turned to his wife.
My love, what I bring you tonight is music.
Music? But you don't even like music.
Oh, but this isn't about me, darling. This is about you. You love music, which is why I brought you a real human musician.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to call me a real musician. I mean, I only started practicing today, and I'm still getting the hang of it.
Pipe down, kid! Anyway, my dear, this musician plays... the flute, but he needs some practice. I thought maybe you could listen. You know, give our little flute player here an appreciative audience.
Oh, of course. I'd be honored.
Excellent. And as we all know, a flute player's got to keep his energy up, right? For all that finger wiggling and air blowing and whatnot. So, while I go out and catch some fish and crabs, why don't you feed our flute player here a nice, hearty meal? Maybe a pound or 12 of Johnny cakes, a gallon of curry stew.
Oh, absolutely.
Wonderful. See you in the morning.
As the giant bounded out of the cave, his wife fixed her gaze on Sebastian.
All right, flute player, let's hear you practice.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So, yet again, Sebastian lifted his flute to his lips and began to blow. He expected the giant's wife to do what his mother did. And the giant, even the dog, cat, and chickens, he figured she'd scrunch up her eyes and cover her ears and tell him to stop making such a racket, to beg him to practice someplace else. But that's not what happened. Instead, the giant's wife let him practice.
Yeah, keep going.
And practice.
Okay, try that again.
And practice.
Yes, yes, that's the way.
And as Sebastian practiced in the deep, dark cave, something magical happened. With each passing hour of the night, he felt more confident. His fingers felt more nimble, his breath more full and deep. But the moment the rising sun spattered its pink, orange, and red streaks across the sky, the giant's wife motioned for Sebastian to stop.
What is it? I really feel like I'm making progress.
And you are, Sebastian. Beautiful progress. But the sun's coming up, and my husband will be home any minute now. You have to go.
Okay. But how about some of those Johnny cakes first, or some curry stew? You know, they both sounded pretty good right now. Your husband was right. You need a lot of energy to play the flute.
No, Sebastian. The giant didn't want me to feed you Johnny cakes and curry stew to keep your energy up. He wanted me to feed you Johnny cakes and curry stew to fatten you up so we could eat you.
Sebastian looked at the giant's wife with fearful eyes. But to his surprise and relief, she looked back at him with kind ones.
Oh, listen, Sebastian. I may be a giant with a stomach the size of an SUV, but you are a human with a gift for music. And you're just starting out. I wouldn't dare let a giant appetite interfere with the career of a budding young musician.
Next thing Sebastian knew, the giant's wife scooped him up and whisked him out of the cave. She carried him to the top of the cliffs and placed him on the dirt road near his house. Then she began climbing back down the rocks.
Now go, Sebastian, go! And practice!
Sebastian ran back to his house as fast as his legs could carry him. When he reached his yard, he lifted his flute to his lips and began to blow. And this time, the dog didn't howl, the cat didn't yowl, and the chickens didn't crow or cluck. When Sebastian stepped inside his house, his mother didn't scrunch up her eyes and cover her ears. Instead, she jumped up from her sewing, ran over to her son, and threw her arms around him.
Sebastian, you're home.
When she finally let go, her eyes were brimming with tears.
I'm so sorry I wouldn't let you practice, son. I wasn't listening to my own advice. You can't make progress without practicing. So from now on, dear boy, you can practice any place you like.
And he did. Sebastian practiced his flute every day for years. Sometimes he gave recitals and concerts. Sometimes he just played for onlookers in the marketplace. When he got older, he became a teacher and offered flute lessons to children. Whether they had 2 years of experience, 2 months, or 2 minutes, he encouraged all of them to practice, practice, practice whenever they could. He also urged them to practice wherever they could, and not worry about what anyone else said or thought. Because, after all,
practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes progress.
And when you're a budding young musician just starting out, those words can be music to your ears. Now it's your turn. Find a grown-up and ask them about something they learned to do
after a whole lot of practice. Ask them how they practiced, and when, and where. Then think about something you'd like to learn, and see how you can fit some practice into your everyday routine. This week's story, Practice Makes Progress, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear, and edited by Catherine Brewer. Eric Shimalonis composed our original music and conducted our trio from the Boston Symphony Orchestra. You heard second horn Rachel Childers, flutist Cindy Myers, and second bassoonist Suzanne Nelson. Matt Reed was our sound recording engineer. Special thanks to our live actors at Tanglewood, Lauren Ambrose, Jane Kazmarek, Thomas Sadowski, and Campbell Scott. Lauren Ambrose starred in 6 Feet Under and got a Tony nomination for My Fair Lady on Broadway. Grown-ups, watch for her in Servant, M. Night Shyamalan's upcoming series for Apple TV+. You grown-ups might know Jane Kazmarek from Malcolm in the Middle. This summer, she's starring in the world premiere of Tell Me I'm Not Crazy at the Williamstown Theater Festival. Thomas Sadowski is a Tony-nominated star of stage and screen, whom you grown-ups might recognize from The Newsroom and Life in Pieces. He's also starring in a play at Williamstown this year, Grand Horizons. Campbell Scott is an award-winning actor and director whom you grown-ups might recognize from Big Night, Roger Dodger, Singles, and House of Cards. And some of you kids might know him from the amazing Spider-Man 2. Enormous thanks to the Boston Symphony Orchestra for inviting us to perform at Tanglewood's new Lindy Center for Music and Learning. Special thanks to Leslie Wu Foley, Beth Mullins, Cassandra Ling, Sarah Sines, Jenna Goodrell, and Alexandra Fuchs. Circle Round's illustrator is Sabina Hahn. You can find Sabina's coloring pages for our stories on our website. Visit wbur.org/circleround and click on Coloring Pages. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us.